Hello, 大家好，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文，我是木木。
This is Zelina.
Hi, Zelina. I wonder know, what is your favorite drink, I mean, beverage?
For now, because of my diet, tea.
Healthy, always.
Yes, very healthy.
I want to share a story. One day, my friend and I went to the KTV, and I asked her, what do you want to drink? She said, spirit.
Does she mean Sprite?
Yes, right. 就没错啊，这个 Spirit 指的是精神的意思，大家千万不要弄错了，而雪碧呢是 Sprite。虽然喝点精神也挺好 though it's not bad idea to drink some Spirit.
I mean, if you can, but Sprite is pretty good.
Yeah. 今天我们就来分享一下和一些品牌有关的一些有趣的发音。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So a Sprite beyond the drink, is actually a small being, human in form, that's playful and has magical powers.
对，除了我们知道这个有雪碧的意思啊，它还有这个 sprite, 还有小精灵的意思。And it's hard to imagine now, but at the beginning of their lives, our favorite drinks were born nameless.
Yes, nameless drinks. But wait, isn't everything nameless?
Maybe, I don't think so.
So, a focus group chose this, what we call snappy name for their lemon and lime flavored drink. Happily, Coca-Cola already owned the legal rights to the use of the Sprite trademark, and thanks to a 1940s advertising campaign that featured an elf-like creature called the Sprite Boy.
Yeah, 由于在这个就是40年代的时候啊，可口可乐公司呢有一个像精灵一样的人物叫做 Sprite Boy, 所以呢这个可口可乐这个公司啊，它还拥有 Sprite 这个商标名字的权利，所以这个所以这个 Sprite 就是属于可口可乐这个公司的。我们注意一下这样一个单词 snappy 就是时髦的意思 trademark 商标的意思。 So I have a question. So Sprite is under the company of Coke, right?
Yeah, Coke owns many things. So probably a lot of your favorite drinks are owned by Coke. Alright, so our next one is Safeguard.
Well, it's brand of soap. It's a good name for soap brand. I mean, safeguard to protect something from harm or damage.
Yeah, so like safeguard, like if you ever do it, or the brand of soap. But I've used it, but I think it smells a little strong. Like, I prefer lighter scented soap.
那个 lighter scented 就是味道比较清淡的。他觉得这个safeguard 舒肤佳味道比较重。那我们要注意一下 safeguard 这个词呢，它有两种词性。作为名词表示保卫者，保护措施。那么动词就是 protect, right? 保护。
Yeah. So for example, I could say I need to safeguard my passport from other people.
对，比如说 Zelina 造了一个句子，就是我真的要保护好自己的护照啊，防止被偷啊，防止它掉。其实呢，还有一个香皂的名字，翻译也很直白，叫做纳艾斯。大家猜一下是什么？就是 Nice. It's another brand of soap. Nice.
Nice.
美好的。Very direct translation. 那我们继续来看一下还有一些什么样有趣的品牌翻译呢？
Oh, so it's a brand of shampoo.
What brand of shampoo you like?
I prefer this brand from home called Shea Moisture.
Oh, like shea butter.
Yeah.
Like
this,
the hand cream.
Yes.
Yeah, 那我们现在就讲讲这个另外一个不是 Zelina 讲的这个，是另外一个我们听的比较多的，用的比较多的，叫做飘柔。因为想分享一下它的英文比较有意思。I want to share an English name of a shampoo brand, which is Rejoice.
Oh, which literally means to feel or show that you are very happy.
Yeah, they want to tell consumers that after we use Rejoice to wash our hair, we must feel extremely happy.
And the slogan of Rejoice is step out beautiful every day.
所以这个飘柔的广告语挺有意思的，就是走出漂亮的每一天，就感觉自己洗完头了，在风中飘着香味，自信走的样子。 Just like imagine you are walking on the street with the confidence after wash your hair with the Rejoice.
We have a brand like that in America. I forget the name, but they basically do the same thing.
So next brand I want to talk about, Tide. Tide.
Oh yeah, so if you visit Tide, it's for the greatest in laundry products. Everyone uses Tide.
Yeah, like powders, liquids, and packs on offer. But I think the name of This brand sounds quite interesting. Sounds like nothing about laundry products.
Well, yeah, there's several meanings for this word. A current of water caused by the tide. For example, like strong tides make swimming dangerous.
就是这个 tide 还有一个意思啊，就是潮汐。比如说这个猛烈的潮水让游泳变得特别特别的危险。
And there's also the way in which events or people's opinions are developing. So, for example, it was their first major victory, the tide had turned.
就是还有一个意思呢，就是当你做一些事情的时候啊，或者是一些人的观点发生了一些变化。比如说，刚刚泽琳娜举了一个例子，这是她第一次主要的胜利，这个局势呢，也发生了改变。The tide had turned.
Yeah, so like...A lot of brand names I know are like sports clothes, like Nike.
Nike. I heard someone in Beijing said that, welcome to Nike.
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 What is Nike?
Because they said the wrong pronunciation of this brand. Nike. Right.
So like another, what's the
I want to share someone.
Oh,
some,
really?
A shirts brand, which is Younger. In Chinese,
yep.
雅戈尔。
Oh, I was supposed to be like younger.
Younger,
you know,
but
now.
Chinese is 雅戈尔 Still sounds like younger.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, it seems yeah. many brands just translate to English pronunciation.
Yeah, directly.
It's easier for me to understand.
Yeah. 如果大家呢有什么更多品牌的分享啊，品牌有趣的品牌翻译 welcome to share with us some interesting translation of brands.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know.
节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。
So, this is Zelina.
This is Mumu. 我们下期见。
下期见。
拜拜。
Bye.